I'm Roby Brock with your Talk Business Update, a recap of the biggest business and political headlines of the last week. Verizon Wireless announced the closure of three major call centers in the U.S. last week, a move that could bring benefits to Arkansas's Verizon operations. The call centers being closed are in Washington, Texas, and Michigan. In all, nearly 2,600 employees are expected to be affected. A spokeswoman for Verizon Wireless in Arkansas said the company's Little Rock regional headquarters could definitely benefit from the consolidation announcement, but exact figures aren't known at this time. Earlier this week, William Nolan, Jr., chairman of the board of directors for Murphy Oil, died after a short illness at the age of 72. Nolan worked at Murphy Oil and later opened a private law practice and was the owner of several radio stations in Arkansas and New Mexico. Late last year, Murphy Oil announced that Nolan would retire as chairman on May 1st of this year and be succeeded by former Murphy Oil CEO Claiborne Deming. Tyson Foods opened a founder's room dedicated to company founder John Tyson and his son Don, who helped build the Springdale-based Worldwide Food Empire. The 1,500-square-foot gallery takes visitors back to 1935, when the origins of Tyson Foods were established. The museum-like exhibit is on display at Tyson Foods' Springdale corporate headquarters in the spot where the executive offices were originally located. In Arkansas, January's unemployment rate was 7.6%, down from a revised December rate of 7.8%, and well below the 8.1% during January of 2011. The U.S. rate during January was 8.3%, which was also a decline from the previous month and previous year. Arkansas was one of 48 states to post an unemployment rate dip in January of 2012 compared to January of 2011. Well, a tax credit dispute, employee dispute, and legal dispute are all swirling with clues to explain the mystery behind the yet-to-be-opened Fort Smith Mitsubishi wind turbine manufacturing plant. The project, which was announced in 2009, has been completely built, but there's no production underway at the $100 million factory that was expected to hire up to 400 Fort Smith workers. Congress has failed to approve an extension of a wind energy income tax credit, which has some wondering if this has stalled the plant. A Mitsubishi spokesperson disputed an employee's claim that this was the case. Also, a closely watched legal dispute between Mitsubishi and General Electric has turned a curve. Last week, a federal jury in Dallas ruled in favor of GE that Mitsubishi infringed on a patent involving its wind turbine system. The court ruled that Mitsubishi must pay GE about $170 million in damages, but aspects of the litigation remain. We've been telling you about an April 19th state legislative committee that will begin reviewing the $1.2 billion in annual sales tax exemptions in Arkansas. Those exemptions cover everything from the repeal of the grocery tax to motor fuel exemptions to agriculture and manufacturing tax breaks. Well, the scope of the sales tax review is going to expand. House Revenue and Tax Committee Chairman Representative Davey Carter now says he wants the tax panel to look at all taxes.
Well, I anticipate that there will be a variety of tax reform measures filed in the next session. To that end, I think it is only prudent for the Revenue and Tax Committee to meet in the interim to discuss not only tax exemptions, but income tax, both personal and corporate, property taxes, sales taxes, economic incentives, how we compare to our surrounding states, basically how we are doing business in the state of Arkansas.
I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Update.